But you did have some prisoners. I think you had 22 prisoners.
Yeah.
And how did you dispose of them?
Well, that's a good story. That was across the Elbe River we were at the time. We were stuck across the Elbe River because we couldn't get tanks and that across. So we got to a certain point where they were evacuating us out of the Elbe River back onto the other side. As we were moving along south of Magdeburg, my company commander, who I just had for a few days, decided he was going to go into the town ahead of me. I told him not to, but he did, and he got killed in the town. And then his executive officer got shot in the mouth. So General Hines called from the other side of the river, and he says, I'm going to evacuate you. And I said, well, what about the rest of the battalion that's behind me? He says, well, there's nobody behind you. He says, you're over there by yourself. I already evacuated all of them. What the hell? He says, who is this? And I said, Sergeant Andert. I used to ride motorcycle for him, too, when he was a major. He said, what the hell are you doing there? I said, because guys like you put guys like me in this position. And he says, I want you to get back over here as soon as you can. So we had a machine gun unit that I stayed with, last ones to leave the Elbe River to get back on the other side. Roosevelt died on April the 12th, and the 13th this happened. I went back across the Elbe, and that's when some of our guys were drunk, and they didn't support us, and then we got in a fight with our own guys, got locked in a house, and that was another bad one. You know, so many things happen that people don't realize that they could in a war. I mean, things that are unthinkable, that your own artillery would get drunk, and they didn't support you and left you over there on the other side of the river, and you get back over there, and you find them drunk, drinking up, and so you say, what the hell's the matter with you guys? Well, Roosevelt died, and they're drunk, you know, and so we start fighting them, fist fighting them. So they locked us up, put us in a house, and sent a colonel down from Chafe headquarters. The funniest thing, this colonel was a lieutenant with me in the States in the Carolina maneuvers, and he pulled some dirty tricks that he wasn't supposed to do while we're over there, lock out civilian electricity and all that we weren't supposed to in the States. But I knew all of that. And he was a colonel now, a lieutenant colonel at Chafe headquarters representing the infantry. They sent him down to investigate. He says, the Supreme Headquarters is sick and tired of the way you guys act. To me, he said that. And I said, sir, we're sick and tired of the Supreme Headquarters, too. Because of the way you left us on the other side of the river on our own. I said, you've been mistreating us for a long time. He told the company commander to get out of the room. So the two of us sat there and talked. He said, I'm not preferring any charges because I know how the infantry is because I was one of you. He said, but I'm going to put the artillery people that were drunk on report. He said, but you stop what you're doing. Calm down. This war's almost over. Or you're going to get in serious trouble. And I said, well, I'm ready for serious trouble because I'm so fed up. See, just before that, I had a colonel abandon us, and I knew that colonel when he was just a lieutenant over on the other side. We put up a defense to help our tanks get across, and they couldn't get them across because they kept blowing the bridge up, so we had to withdraw. And this colonel was with me. German tanks were coming, and we had no tanks across there. And he said, Sergeant, stop those tanks. He's a colonel. I'm a sergeant. I figured the colonel would take charge. He's supposed to be more experienced than I am. I said, sir, I have nothing to stop those tanks except a bazooka. He said, well, put those bazooka guys out there. I said, as soon as they fire a bazooka, if there's more than one tank, they're dead. Because the other tank would see where the shot came from, and he'd blow those guys up. He says, stop those tanks. And he took off with his staff running to the rear. I waited till he got out of sight, and I says, let's go. And so we withdrew, too, because we'd have been all dead. When we got back towards the river there, he called me into a meeting, and he says, I'm ashamed of you. I said, well, what are you ashamed of? He says, you ran. I said, sir, I ran after you ran. And his staff and people are sitting all around him, and they're going like this because they knew they ran. So he changed the subject. Colonel Anderson, he lost his battalion, he said. So that's why I was so upset. You get to the point where it seemed like nobody gave a damn where you were or what you did. Finally got to that point.